Sweet, sweet sister friend, I am so excited about season 2 of the Laced with Grace Fully Embraced podcast. I'm so excited to dive deeper into our relationship with Christ together, deeper into our love of our bodies and being grateful for the temple that God has given us to care for, to nourish, to exercise, to work out, for worship, and not just weight loss, and to really, really focus and make Him the center and the foundation, the motivation of our fitness journey. Because I truly believe if we make Him the foundation of our fitness journey, it becomes much more doable. It becomes less overwhelming. It becomes much more fulfilling. And I'm excited to grow in this with you. Let's get it. Let's go. Hey, hey, how are you? I am so excited as usual to talk to you again today. Every single week, I have so much joy in my heart when I get to come on and record these podcasts for you and kind of just sit down and chat with you, making it an awkward conversation, a joyful conversation, lots of laughs, maybe some tears, all the things, all the feels. But we're here. We're going to be here with the Lord today. I'm just going to say a quick prayer over you, and then we're going to get started right into the content today. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you so much for this sweet sister in Christ, or even the sweet brother in Christ if they're listening. For them and their time, and then them just wanting to work on their heart, work on their mindset, work on their bodies, start viewing themselves and as such a beautiful child of God, and start viewing their bodies as a temple and a gift and something that is so cherished by you and so loved and just so chosen. I'm just so thankful that they're spending this time here in this space to work on themselves and become the very best version of Christ that you've created them to be. The very best version of themselves that you've created them to be, Lord. And I'm just so, again, so grateful for them, so grateful for their time, so grateful for who they are as a person and who they're developing into be. And I'm just so glad to be on this journey with them, Lord. And I'm just going to lift them up in prayer today with whatever struggles, whatever circumstances, whatever they're dealing with, whatever they're coming to. Give them the strength today. Give them the and endurance, and give them the perseverance, Lord, and help them remember who is in their cheering section, who their biggest cheerleader is, and that's you, Lord, and who is always going to be there, who is steadfast, who is never changing, who is always there, Lord, and never falls down and is never going to leave them and is always right there when they come back to them, Lord, no matter where they're at in their journey, no matter how many times they fail, no matter how many times they've fallen, no matter how many times they've broken, Lord, that they remember that you're always there and that you can always come back, that they can always come back to you like a father with open arms who just loves them so dearly. And in Jesus' name, amen. So today, this is going to go pretty quickly, but we're actually going to talk about how to find freedom in our fitness and to escape bondage. Escaping bondage in our fitness. You're like, wow, this is kind of powerful, like for a fitness episode, Kels, what in the world? But just bear with me here. So like, how many times does the enemy throw at you in your life, or do you feel as though like things are kind of just dangled in your face, or like you see things on social media, or you just see things in the world, and you're like, well, I'd be more satisfied if I had that, or if I looked like that, or if I could do that, or if I could be that, or if I could be like her, do things like her, if I had the energy, if I had that material thing, if I had the abs, if I had the glutes, if I had the hands, I'd have more confidence, I'd feel better, if I just had. Y'all, in today's society and culture, our pastor shared this with us the other day, and it was so freaking good. In today's society and culture, we have more than what we've ever had before, but we also have more depression and more defeat than we've ever had before. Why do you think that is? Why do you think it is that when you are chasing having abs, you are chasing losing weight, you are chasing losing fat, you are chasing gaining muscle, and those are your sole purposes in your fitness journey, that you're left to feel more empty even when you achieve those things? Or when you don't, you just get more discouraged and more defeated and more torn down and more worn out. Why do you think that is? I don't think it's a coincidence that the enemy wants you focused on these things. And the next thing you know, you're finding yourself even more empty than you were before. You're finding yourself more frustrated in your fitness, more frustrated with your body, more irritated with your body, more ungrateful for your body, more angry with your body, more angry with God. You're finding yourself more ungrateful for the gift He has given you, the more you are focusing on everything else around you and not on Him. And this includes your fitness journey. When you become obsessive about the food, when you become obsessive about the workouts, when you become obsessive about doing everything perfectly, when you become obsessive about the weight on the scale, when you become obsessive about the inches that aren't losing or are losing, there may be some temporary joy there if you're succeeding, but if you're not succeeding, what's going to happen? How is this going to help you? How is this going to help you move forward? It's not. It's not. It's just going to make you hate and loathe your body even more than you did before when you were trying to love it more. You thought that if you just had this thing, if you just had these abs, if you just lost the weight, if you just loved yourself and looked at the image that you saw in the mirror and you thought, man, I am fine. I am sexy. If you thought that that confidence, that external confidence, you thought that would make you fulfilled and satisfied and happy, and all it's doing by you being obsessive about all these things is creating a bigger hole, creating more emptiness, creating more defeat, creating more discouragement, creating more anger, creating more depression, creating more brokenness. Because you are chasing the things around you instead of chasing what could be in you, which is Christ. Our pastor also talked a lot about finding joy in Jesus, not in the circumstances around us, but finding joy who's in us, which is Christ. Our joy in our fitness journey cannot be determined by the circumstances that we're in. If it's going to be determined by the circumstances that you are in, you're never going to have it sustainably. It's going to fluctuate all the time because your body fluctuates. Your results fluctuate. Your routines fluctuate. Your habits will fluctuate. Life fluctuates. So if your joy is dependent on the circumstances, do you see how that ain't going to work? That is not going to work. Fears, failures, and frustrations are the most common thieves of joy. Fears, failures, and frustrations are the most common thieves of joy. And the pastor also added in unforgiveness. And I'm talking here about unforgiving yourself. When you're not forgiving yourself even, that's going to be a huge thief of joy. I know this firsthand. I'm not just talking about my fitness journey. I'm talking about in real life, deep, dark, ick stuff. That unforgiveness is going to just overwhelm you. And I can't even describe it. But what happens when we become fearful about not achieving results? What happens when we focus on our failures of our routines and trying to be disciplined and trying to stay motivated and trying to stay energetic? What happens if we focus on those failures and the frustrations of our body and what we don't like about it and all the things that we aren't grateful for? What if we just looked at all the things that we were grateful for? What if we looked at all the strengths that we were doing? What if we looked at all the positive changes we have made and all of the strides that we have made in a positive way, instead of focusing on these fears of not achieving the things that we're trying to achieve, instead of focusing on these failures that we just keep failing at over and over and over again? How is that helping you? Focus on what you are doing, not what you haven't done. Focus on what you are doing well. Focus on what God is doing through you now, not what He hasn't done yet. Focus and be grateful for the things that have changed, the things that you are trying to implement, the habits that you are instilling, the new mindset shifts that you are trying to achieve. Focus on the things that are going well. Don't focus on the fears. Don't focus on the failures. Don't focus on the frustrations. Don't focus on the temptations. Don't focus on the unforgiveness. Don't focus on the things that you can't do well yet. Yet. God is still doing a work in you. And this is really good. A lot of times, and one of my girlfriends brought this up the other day, a lot of times we are worshiping our excuses. We are worshiping our excuses rather than just showing up. We're worshiping our fears. We're worshiping our frustrations. We're worshiping our excuses. Instead of just showing up and saying, okay, I'm going to do what I can today. Stop worshiping your excuses and allowing that to steal your joy in your journey. What do I mean by worshiping your excuses? You're going to all your excuses of why you can't do this, or why you haven't done that, or why you can't do your workout today, or why you can't get the water intake in, or why you can't get up early, why you hit snooze, why you did this, why you did that, why you can't get in your Bible, all the things that happened with your kids today. You're worshiping all of those things and spending time worrying about all those things when you could just be implementing some of the habits and the things that you already do well and getting further along in your journey and deciding, no, I'm going to lay down this worshiping of this excuses. I'm going to worship Jesus and say, Lord, I'm thankful today that you've given me a new day. You've given me this body. You've given me this time. You've given me the equipment and the resources and the tools and the people and the community. You've given me these things, Lord. So I'm going to thank you today, and I'm just going to go do the dang thing. Just go do it. Stop worshiping all the excuses. Stop spending all your time saying, I guarantee you some of the times that I hear the amount of excuses that I hear or I see in a message, or I hear on the phone, or I hear from other people in real life, the amount of time that they spend sharing those excuses with me, they could have done a 20-minute workout. I'm not kidding you. It is ridiculous. Stop worshiping your excuses. I'm going to call my girlfriend out, Whitney Noakes, right now, because she's the one, that quote came from her, Whitney Noakes. Too many people are focused on worshiping their excuses rather than just doing the dang thing. Stop worshiping your excuses. And number three, we're going to focus on Christ instead of our circumstances. Like I said earlier, like my pastor shared with us, there are way too many times that we're creating bondage in our life of defeat, discouragement, depression, feeling broken, just being in this ick, irk, murk. We're just sitting in this ick, irk, murk in our fitness journey, and we're not seeing any results. We're not getting any joy out of it. We're not feeling good. We're not finding freedom in our fitness because we are so focused on the circumstances around us rather than who is in us. If we were more focused on who is in us, and if we were more focused on Christ, if we were more focused on Him, we would go to prayer before we would go to the discouragement of our circumstances. We would go to gratitude rather than being ungrateful. We would go to implementation rather than avoidance, rather than a pity party. Does that make sense? If we were more focused on Him, it would be so much easier to find joy because, y'all, because His joy is steadfast. Joy is not dependent on circumstance. Joy is not happiness. We can still find joy when we're unhappy. We can still find joy when we're sad. You want to know why? Because true, pure joy is Jesus. And He don't go nowhere. He's always there. He don't go away. Please stop thinking that if you have the next thing, if you achieve the next result, if you have the abs, if you have the glutes, if you lose the weight, that you'll be happy. That is a lie from the enemy. That happiness that's going to come with those things is only temporary. That confidence that's going to come with those things is only temporary. Because when those things are rooted in our external looks and our external self, in our flesh, when those things, when you want, and I'm not saying those things are bad. What I am saying is when our sole purpose in our fitness journey are only those things, they are only going to provide temporary satisfaction, temporary fulfillment, temporary joy, and temporary happiness, and even temporary confidence. The only confidence that we can attain in this life, and maybe some of you may think that I'm misspeaking here, the only confidence we can attain in our life that's going to be eternal, you know what? I take that back. I am not speaking untruth here. The only confidence that we are going to experience in this life that's going to be eternal is through Jesus Christ. The enemy is going to try to tell you that if you look sexy, you're going to have that confidence. That if you feel sexy, if you have the abs, if you're thinner, or maybe you're even wanting to be curvier. If you look more feminine, if you have the curves, if you have the muscle, if you have the gains, if you have the glutes, if you have the quads, if you have the hamstrings, if you just look better, if you just feel better because you look better, that's going to give you confidence. That's going to fulfill. That's going to satisfy. Sister, friend, coming from someone who's even had those things, when I've had some of my leanest abs, there was still a deep hole in my heart. You want to know why? Because my confidence don't come from a set of abs. It don't come from a six pack. Long-term eternal satisfaction and fulfillment and joy and happiness and confidence comes from Jesus Christ and nothing else that this world could give us. Sometimes the less we have, the more confident and happier we are because we have Jesus. We should be able to be as confident as we possibly could be and as joyful as we possibly could be if we have the Lord. If that's the only thing left that we have, we can be confident. We can have joy because He is the source. If He is the source of those things for us. But do you see why in your fitness journey, if you were to place your confidence and your joy and your satisfaction and your fulfillment on results, that is not going to be sustaining because it's going to fluctuate all the time. If you base your joy on your circumstances, it is going to fluctuate and be an emotional roller coaster all the freaking time because our lives change. They evolve. They have seasons. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. We have to try to remember that we can have joy through all things. Luke 21:34, be careful or your hearts will be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. So let's put this on our fitness journey. This could be applied to anything, careers, family, marriages, children, anything in your life. Okay. This could be applied to anything. But if we are putting our hearts in a place of, if I just have that, if this is just this way, if this is just perfect, if I just achieve this, if I just have that, if I just have this, if our hearts are being put on those things, and we even eventually get those things, and we have that little bit of joy, that little endorphin rush, you know, that little high, we get the things that we were working for. Yes, those will cause temporary satisfaction and fulfillment, but you'll realize you'll just want more and more and more and more. And it's like an endless hole that is never filled. Because the only true thing that can fill those voids in that hole is Christ. That's where we find freedom in our fitness. When we realize that we're not doing these things only to get the abs, we're not doing these things only to lose the weight, we're not doing these things to only feel good, we're not doing these things to only feel sexy for our spouse or sexy for our significant other, we're not doing these things only to have confidence in the way we look, we're doing these things to be fully used and fully fulfilled by Christ. We're doing these things so we can show up in our very best ability for Him to utilize for His purposes and for His goodness, and to be a temple, to treat our bodies as if they were a gift, because that's what they are. If our focus becomes set on that and set on glorifying the Lord and set on worshiping Him by taking care of our temples and worshiping our bodies, it's kind of crazy, but these other things that we so badly wanted before kind of come into play. They kind of just like settle in. It kind of happens. I've seen it and I've witnessed it. I've been someone who's been through it. Not just with myself, but I've seen it through other women in our ministry community, other women who are utilizing the 60-Day Grace That Life Challenge, and they are going full force in it, and they are allowing God and surrendering their journey over to Christ, and they are doing it for the reasons of it being glorifying to Him and worshiping Him and praising Him and it being all focused and centered on Him. I'm seeing them transform from the inside out. And it's not just this glow of, oh, she lost 10 to 15 pounds. It's this glow of, I see Jesus in her. It is insane. Joy. Let me give you the definition of joy. Joy is settled confidence that God loves me and is in control. Shoo! Joy is a settled confidence that God loves me and is in control. Joy in our fitness journey is a settled confidence that God loves me and He is in control of the results of my journey, of what I put into my mouth, of how I move my body, of what how I show up today. He is in control. I am surrendering my journey over to Him, and joy is going to come out of this fitness journey because it is a settled confidence that God loves me and He wants what's best for me. He's going to show up for me. He's going to provide the strength. He's going to provide the energy. He's going to provide the self-discipline and the self-control. He's going to provide all those things, and He is in control. That is finding freedom in our fitness. That is escaping bondage of always wanting more, never being satisfied, never being settled, never us achieving something and then it would just want it. There's nothing wrong with goals. There's nothing wrong with wanting to achieve more. There's nothing wrong with wanting to progress. There's nothing wrong with wanting to make sure that we're becoming the very best version of ourselves. But make sure you're doing it through Christ. Make sure He is the reason. Make sure it doesn't become fleshly, because that's where the enemy wants you to be. He wants you to be satisfied in the flesh because he knows that it's only going to last temporarily. And eventually, like we talked about before, be careful of your hearts will be weighed down by with the carousing, drunkenness, anxieties of life, and that day will close on you suddenly like a trap. He wants you to just keep wanting more and more and more and more of this world, more and more and more and more of this flesh, more and more and more of your fleshly desires, because he knows that eventually it's going to close on you. It's going to overwhelm you. It's going to trap you. It's literally going to weigh you down, because it's not Jesus. But that's where the enemy wants you. He wants you trapped. He wants you weighed down. And even in your fitness journey, he doesn't want you confident. He doesn't want you feeling good about yourself. He doesn't want you speaking truth over your body. He doesn't want you speaking truth over your life. He doesn't want you to know and walk in the confidence of Christ and say, I'm going to show up for my workout today. I'm going to become stronger in Christ because I'm showing up for my workout. I am using this body as a temple and I'm glorifying the Lord with my body today. I'm moving my body. I'm caring for it because it matters. I'm caring for it because it needs to show up and do His works. I'm caring for it because it needs to show up and do the purposes and the things that He has placed on my life to carry on and take out and to bless others and to serve others. I'm showing up today and I'm doing that in His strength. He doesn't want you to be in that spot. He doesn't want you to be in that mindset. So He's going to keep having you chase these fleshly things because He knows that eventually it's going to cave in on you and you're going to become defeated, discouraged. And guess what? You're going to give up. And you may not give up on your workouts. You may not give up on your nutrition, but you're not going to have any joy in the process. Some of y'all who've been working out for years and you've been doing this for years and you've been in shape for years, sure, you may not have given up on the workouts, on the progress, on the nutrition, but do you have joy in it anymore? Are you finding fulfillment anymore? Or is it just like an endless cycle where you're just beating yourself up constantly because nothing's ever enough? It's like a hamster wheel. It just keeps going and going and going and going and going and going, and you're not slowing down. You're not finding satisfaction in Jesus. You're not finding joy in the journey anymore. Nothing's ever enough. That's because you've become satisfied in the world when really we're supposed to become satisfied in Him. He is the reason. He is the why. He is the what. He is the who. Even in our fitness journey. I hope this makes sense today. But please remember, If you start to feel depressed, if you start to feel defeated and discouraged in your fitness journey, I need you to ask yourself, are you finding joy in the process? Are you finding joy in the journey? Are you focused on Christ? Or have you become more focused on all the fleshly things? All the things the enemy would like you to become more focused on? Because 9 times out of 10, if you're not finding joy in the journey, you have probably became a little bit too far on the teeter end of the worldly stuff, the fleshly stuff, the looks, the appearance. And that's where the enemy wants you. But you can backtrack. You can say, oh, wait a second. Huh, Satan, get behind me. I ain't doing this today. And get back on track. You can hold yourself accountable. You can ask the Spirit to say, Lord, check my heart, purify me, make sure my mind's in the right place here. I'm not saying abs are bad. I'm not saying being super fit and looking super fit is bad at all. I'm saying when our heart's desire is chasing only after that, and the first and foremost thing on our hearts and on our throne of our hearts is not Jesus in the process, that becomes a problem. Because even if it's not a problem yet, it will end up being, because you will become overwhelmed and your hearts will be weighed down. and the joy will be gone. So we're finding freedom in our fitness and escaping the bondage. We're going to escape the bondage of where the enemy wants us in this fitness journey. He wants us in our failures. He wants us in our fears. He wants us in our frustrations. He wants us in our unforgiveness of ourselves. That's where he wants us to stay. We're not going to stay there because that creates bondage. We're trying to find freedom in fitness, okay? All right, I love you so much. As per usual, if this touched you today, if you needed this today, share this with a girlfriend, share this with your mom, share this with your sister, share this with your best friend. You know the drill. Share it with someone. Share it to your stories. Tag me. Let me know what you learned today. I would love to hear more about it. I love you so much, but let's get it. Let's go. We got work to do.